Welcome to the Valley Outdoors, everybody. Glad to have you guys with us. Thanks for hanging out. We got a great show coming up for you. We're going to talk a little bit about, what do we call them, Don? Optic stabilization platforms or tripods. A lot of cool stuff from Vince Warner and Field Optics Research. And he's going to fill us in on all the aspects, where it started. Is there an advantage between a bipod and a tripod and how that can help you on the range and in the field. So stay tuned for that and more when we return.
Avid outdoorsmen know that heading to the field without all the advantages, not a good idea. Most importantly, a stable shooting platform. Having the right platform can be critical to success. Field Optics Research is the industry leader, offering the most advanced, lightest, and stable tripods on the market. It's stability you need when that once-in-a-lifetime shot is in your crosshairs. Field Optics, the ultimate tripod for hunting, shooting, long-range precision shooting, spotting scopes, and outdoor photography.
Links to Field Research Optics available on thevalleyoutdoors.com.
Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors radio show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference. Don, Ava, good to see you guys.
Good to see you.
Yeah, here we go again.
One more time around the horn.
Guess who was right on time today, too?
First time. I was just going to make a note of that. This is the first time we've been on time.
Hey, you guys, I work three jobs.
Yeah, we hear this.
So
every
don't
week.
Even start with me.
So do I.
Yeah, but at the same place. I mean, this is your primary mode of function.
No. I have three jobs.
But this is your primary mode of function.
I don't know. I think the stay-at-home mom is my primary right now.
More detailed.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
that one is
trying
the
to
most,
put everything together, producing it, and everything.
You
that's
try
what
to piece
I because that's what I do. That's I mean, how many years have we been doing this now?
It's going on 9 or 10.
Nine or ten.
Yep.
Isn't that crazy?
Mm-hmm. I've been here for 7 of them.
Yep.
It's crazy.
I know. You laugh at where we've gone, expanded to, and for those of you that don't know, we broadcast out of Red Wing, and we are broadcast from Pierce, South Dakota. Shout out to you guys. Love the territory. Love the fishing. Love the hunting.
Yep.
All the way out to Kalamazoo, Michigan. Love the fishing. Love the hunting. So it's across the whole central part of the Midwest. Well, actually, all of the Midwest, really.
Yep.
From coast to coast Midwest. And looking at expanding as well. So if you know anybody that's stations that you're listening to, you'd rather listen to it on the radio rather than podcast or streaming.
Yeah, I mean, I will note that if for some unfortunate reason you don't pick it up on your local radio station, you can always go to our website.
Yep.
And right on the homepage, go down to the bottom and
yeah.
And if you'll have an opportunity to hear this week's show.
If you'd like to have us on a radio show in your town, certainly feel free to let us know.
Or let them know.
Info at valleyoutdoors.com.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You got it.
The info at thevalleyoutdoors.com. So. Kind of cool.
You know what? And I was just thinking about, you know, the 7 years I've been here. We all have had some big life changes in those 7 years.
Oh, yeah.
A lot has happened.
Oh, yeah. You go through just about everything and here and there, they're everywhere. We're still here.
We're still here.
Still together, which is kind of cool. speaking of changes, Don,
yes.
We always like to hit on various states, pieces and parts and what's going on. Looks like Wisconsin just implemented a measure to increase a hunting license by $35. And that is kind of...
It's interesting.
And again, that's out-of-state residents. It goes up to $200 now. And, I don't see anything wrong with that.
I don't either. But, you know, as we well know, that the harvest was down in the upper Midwest last year.
Wisconsin took it especially hard on the chin. And, you know, the talk has been to eliminate the antlerless hunt for the year, for this next year. So a lot of things come into play. They're looking to generate some dollars, and it'll generate about $550,000 for the Fish and Wildlife account, so they can use it accordingly. But yeah, there's a lot of things that are that come into play when you look at that. And dwindling license sale revenues will leave the account with about a $16 million deficit heading into the next state's budget. So yeah, they got to look at some things that they can do to generate more business on that side of it, or at least generate some money. And that's one way to do it from the out-of-state people. They're the ones that are going to be probably more able to pay for that.
Well, it depends upon how bad they want to go hunting.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
No question about it. We also have a story that I was blown away by. A fisherman was attacked with a harpoon after he and his friend argued about which man caught the bigger fish.
Caught with a harpoon? Is that really the way they were fishing?
Yeah. Medics were shocked to find a fisherman had been struck with a harpoon, and not by accident. There was out this couple guys were out fishing with friends and drinking beer.
Oh, I'm just
in Thailand when a recent incident occurred. The 45-year-old told one of the press corps people that he and another friend got in an argument about which man had caught the bigger fish. I was fishing with a friend. We joked about what we had caught. I said I caught the bigger fish than him, and he was offended. Out of anger, his friend decided to aim a harpoon at the back of this gentleman's head, which is lodged inside this, not only the skin, but it is
penetrated the skull
all the way in. When it first hit me, I felt pain in my head, but then I had a cigarette and I felt better. His friends quickly put him in the back of a pickup truck, took him to the hospital, and they had to cut off most of the foot-long harpoon before surgeons could perform surgery, with just a few centimeters left inside his head from where the harpoon was positioned. Doctors at the hospital were able to remove it. One doctor told the press that the angle of the harpoon went into the flesh and into his ear. If it had struck further to the right, it would have damaged his brain and he would have died. And he'll have a couple more exams coming up to make sure there was no further brain damage. So, Don,
I just wonder if he had another beer on the way to the hospital.
Probably.
Yeah.
Might as well.
You
at
know,
that point.
You always wonder, it's like, how many times has somebody said in a different language, hold my beer, watch this?
Yeah.
In this case, it was, I'm keeping my beer, get out of my way, you really made me mad.
Yeah.
But, you know.
All over a bigger fish.
Yeah. It happens.
Did that person get in trouble? Like attempted murder?
Well, it was in Thailand.
I think the rules might be a little different there, maybe.
Like if...
Probably got flogged.
Like, you know? Here you could still be charged by the state, right? You know? I guess in Thailand it's like, hey, if you're cool with it, I guess it's fine.
The other guy probably hasn't slept since the incident.
Oh, my gosh.
There's actually an x-ray. If you want to look it up, you go online and look it up. There's actually an x-ray that shows the spear in the guy's head. How is that possible?
I'm not sure how they got it out of there because it had a big barb on it.
Don't turn your back to anybody. Just keep that in mind for future reference.
Yep.
Tell you what, we're going to be coming right back. We're going to be talking to Vince Warner from Field Optics Research. Tripods, bipods, what's the good way to go? Stay tuned.